Track 11. And now we come to What's On, or Arts and Events, as the paper calls it. Pour yourself a cup of ambition. Get ready for a toe-tapping, laughter-filled experience as Shoreden Theatre Company bring the sensational 9 to 5 The Musical to Tynmouth this week. This highly anticipated production opens at the Pavilions, Tynmouth, on Tuesday, July the 23rd, and runs until Sunday, July the 28th, with tickets already flying off the shelves. The plot follows three female co-workers who concoct a plan to get even with their egotistical, lying and hypocritical boss. In a male-dominated office, they find a way to turn the tables and create a more equitable working place, all while navigating the ups and downs of office life. The production plays nightly at 7:30 p.m. from Tuesday to Saturday, with matinees at 2:30 on Saturday and 1:30 on Sunday. Tickets are available by calling the box office on 01626 249049. A festival celebrating the Queen of Crime takes place in her hometown in September. The Agatha Christie Festival is a 9-day celebration of the Torquay-born crime author, which takes place across Torbay from September the 7th to the 15th. An exciting 5-day fringe festival is followed by a 4-day literary festival and includes high-profile speakers and performances, as well as fun and quirky literary-themed events in unusual places. Creative director of Agatha Christie Festival, Matt Newbury, said, "This year's festival is looking like one of the biggest ever, with more than 50 events on sale right across the bay and beyond." The literary festival will be held in Tor Abbey's Spanish Barn, with an impressive lineup of speakers talking about various aspects of Agatha's life and works, as well as the genre of crime fiction. For more information and details on how to book tickets, I have no phone number, but there is a website, www.agathachristiefestival.com. All you hear is Radio Gaga. There's a chance to have your finest hour or two, possibly as Radio Gaga take to the stage of Babbacombe Theatre in Torquay next Friday. A night of music from Messrs. Mercury, May, Taylor and Deacon is promised at the venue on the 26th of July, when an ultimate celebration of what many describe as the world's greatest rock band, Queen, graces the clifftop venue. Expect to hear all your favourite bits, including Don't Stop Me Now, I Want to Break Free, We Are the Champions, We Will Rock You, Bohemian Rhapsody, and more. For tickets for the 7:30 gig on July the 26th, they can be booked by calling the box office on 01803 328 385. And there's another world premiere down at the Theatre Royal in Plymouth. A brand new musical based on a book by international singer-songwriter and best-selling author Tom Fletcher of McFly fame will be receiving its world premiere at the theatre this autumn. The Creakers, which will play at TRP over the October half term before transferring to the Queen Elizabeth Hall on London's South Bank over Christmas, is co-produced by Cornwall-based Impossible Producing, Smith & Brandt Theatricals, Gavin Kalin Productions and TRP. The new musical adaptation will be performed at the venue from October the 25th to the 2nd of November and is based on the story of Lucy Dunstan, who wakes one morning to discover all the adults have gone missing from her hometown of Whiffington. A town full of children running wild, our reluctant hero and some unlikely friends begin to solve the mystery of a lifetime in a topsy-turvy, back-to-front and inside-out new world. Casting director Nick Hockaday, musical director Richard Healy, and Theatre Royal producing team held auditions in London and at TRP's Production and Learning Centre, the TR2, following submissions from dancers, singers, actors and puppeteers from all across the UK and South West. Final casting for the production is expected to be announced very soon. Meanwhile, tickets are on sale now by ringing 01752 267 222. And finally, there is an outdoor flea market at Newton Abbott Racecourse and Conference Centre on Tuesday the 30th of July from 11 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. Adult admission is £1. Free parking on site, and also there's a cafe open for refreshments. And that's what's on for this week.